This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Forum. I'm your host, Sean Bellent. Today, we're going to tackle a frustrating issue for those in the healthcare realm, among others, the sudden collapse in interest in the COVID-19 vaccine. I paid a visit to Hillsborough Area Hospital Wednesday, where they have been assigned a lead role in building confidence in the vaccine in rural areas. HAH and eight other facilities were chosen by the state to help build greater support and confidence in the COVID-19 vaccine in rural areas. At the time, confidence wasn't the issue for much of the state. It was all about supply and demand as people were latching on to the vaccine as soon as it became available. State officials believed in rural areas having the vaccine administered by local medical personnel and departments would lead to residents being more willing to trust the vaccine. But sometimes you run into stumbling blocks. With new variants of COVID and an uptick in cases in some parts of the state, HAH officials are redoubling their efforts to generate interest and confidence in the vaccine. I spoke with Kaylee Bondurant, our guest. She's manager of infection prevention and organizational development at Hillsborough Area Hospital.
We have kind of come to a little bit of a roadblock with our vaccine, and it seems a lot of it seems to be due to hesitancy of receiving the vaccine. So we're trying to work on a plan to get some information out to the community in regards to the vaccine, the experience of people who have received the vaccine as well, just to kind of try to get rid of some of that anxiety that some may have within the community too. Our whole object is to get vaccines into arms so we can get to that herd immunity point to get back to normal living. We do have the Moderna vaccine. I know with the Johnson & Johnson, there's probably some more hesitancy based off of the information that's been relayed in the media. We do only have the Moderna vaccine at this point in time. Eligibility, we would want to also discuss that. If you are 16 and up in the state of Illinois, you can now receive a COVID vaccine. With the Moderna vaccine, you must be 18 years of age to receive that, but we do have quite a bit of vaccine within our facility. The county health department also has vaccines, but like I said, we are just at a point where we're having a hard time obtaining individuals who are willing to receive the vaccine too.
Well, sometimes you hear folks say social media is the devil. Maybe I'm not qualified to make that determination, but there are certainly flaws with many reacting to the experiences of one person that they express on social media. In the post-smallpox era, many of us, let's say in the low 50s and younger, who don't get a flu shot routinely, may not remember getting a vaccine in adulthood until the COVID-19 saga. Bondurant offers a refresher course on how the body reacts to vaccine in the short term. She says a little bit of backlash is not a bad thing, or usually long-lasting.
With any vaccine, including the COVID vaccines, you can have an immune response, whether that's your flu shot, whether that's a regular immunization you get as a child, you can have a reaction to the vaccine. We call it a reaction. It's actually a response to the vaccine itself. Some of the things that can occur are, you know, redness or irritation at the site, a sore arm, fever. Sometimes you can have body aches, chills, things like that as well. So that is a response to the vaccine. And it's actually a positive thing when it does happen because it shows you that your body is going to fight, whatever was injected into your arm. So it is a normal response to the vaccine. A lot of people are worried, you know, they don't want to get it and get sick. You're not technically sick. You might not feel well for a while, but those symptoms are short-lived.
Call it apathy, malaise, complacency. Bondurant says area residents and the rest of the state seem to be lowering their guard.
I think everyone's tired of the COVID restrictions for sure. So I think we're all kind of over that. And I would agree with that here. Unfortunately, that's still where we're at. And a lot of the reason we're still there is because we have not reached a herd immunity level with the vaccine. So it's kind of counterintuitive to think, you know, I don't want to receive a vaccine because I'm over COVID. But if I receive the vaccine, we might be a step in further in the right direction too. So that would be one thing. I know other things that we have also thought about in regards to the vaccine is availability as far as hours and locations and things like that. A lot of the scheduled vaccine clinics are held during the week, so we would need to look at evening and weekend hours to be able to make the vaccine more available too. I know the health department does, the county health department in Montgomery County does host a clinic every single Saturday, and I know that their rates have been low. You know, they'll open up a clinic for 400 and they'll have 180 individuals signed up to receive it too.
HAH recently received the Moderna vaccine for the state pilot project. Bondurant says now they're looking for clearance from the state to share it off campus.
So we had actually applied to be a pilot pod hospital and then received approval from that. And our whole understanding of being a pilot pod hospital was to be able to receive vaccine and to help get it rolled out into our community and region to be able to reach a broader area than just Hillsborough or even Montgomery County. We're trying to seek clarification on exactly what we are able to do as a pilot pod. So that's part of our holdup at this point in time. We have not been given full power to disperse the vaccines to other facilities. So we are holding them within our facility, which is causing some anxiety for us. We don't want it to ever appear as if we're holding or hoarding them within our facility, but we're waiting for some further clarification with that. Our idea behind it was to receive the vaccine and to be able to transfer it out to other facilities who, you know, have needs in their own communities or within their own facilities as well. So we had reached out to Pena Hospital, Carlinville, I believe our VP of nursing reached out to another facility as well. And there was the desire to receive the vaccine within one community, but we need that permission to be able to do so. So we're kind of at a standstill with that. We did have a call with Senator Turner this morning, and she is looking into a few items for us, but one of those is the eligibility to transfer to other regions within the state of Illinois as well, too. The restrictions are open. I mean, your eligibility, if you are 18 years old and up, you can receive the Moderna vaccine, which we have. There are no other qualifications anymore. So,
while the hospital is working to put the doses to use by sharing or otherwise, they're steering Montgomery County residents toward the County Health Department.
Yeah, so at this point in time, until we receive our information back from Senator Turner, if anybody would like to receive a vaccine, the health department is the best way to go about getting on a list at this point in time. I know that there are clinics that they are hosting every Saturday, but I do believe they're still hosting clinics throughout the week as well. So calling that 532-2001 to get on a list, and then they will direct individuals. If they need help with, you know, computer assistance to get on a list, they are more than happy to do that. Or they can get the information to them to so they can self-register and get their ticket for the upcoming clinic as well. So at this point in time, that would be the best way to go about it for our county. We are working together with them.
Bondurant says residents should feel confident with medical resources available at mobile vaccination clinics. She says you'll find a lot more than people who are good with a needle in a rare event of complications.
I will say that at the clinics that are held off of a hospital campus site, so such as the, you know, drive-in theater, you do have to have a medical background to administer a vaccine. So, you know, that is one plus there too. But also I know that the health department and staff are fully equipped with medical equipment such as EpiPens. So that's your biggest worry in regards to receiving a vaccine, especially for the first time, is if you're going to have a severe reaction such as anaphylaxis where your throat can, you know, close or you have difficulty breathing. They do have access to many EpiPens on site. For that is something that we also do at the hospital. I understand a hospital would be a less anxious spot for somebody to receive a vaccine with us having an ER here, but I don't really have any concern about, from a medical standpoint, about the clinics that are being hosted throughout the community. They are fully prepared, and I do know that some of the clinics, they actually either have the police department or EMS or both on standby during the entire clinic as well. So I feel like everyone would be well cared for if something were to occur.
Once again, we're visiting with Kaylee Bondurant, Manager of Infection Prevention and organizational development at Hillsborough Area Hospital. We're continuing our discussion about the sudden resistance to getting the COVID-19 vaccine from much of the public. When the vaccine first reached HAH, Bondurin says it arrived just in time for Christmas, and in a moment, that seemed fitting.
Well, it's exactly what happened, too, because we had heard about the vaccine as the infection control and education manager for the facility. I jumped on trying to compile education about the vaccine so that our staff would be able to become educated and make their own informed decision versus trying to be swayed by another individual such as myself. So I did work on a lot of education for staff, hoping that we would ever have the chance to receive any vaccine for our facility. We had heard on and off that we were going to receive them, and then we did not, and that happened several times. And then we actually had our vaccines arrive out of nowhere on the 23rd of December via FedEx, I believe it was. So it was kind of like, knock, knock, here's your vaccines and your supplies. And it was go time from the second they arrived in the building. We were running around like chickens with no heads, trying to get groups of, you know, increments of 10 to receive the vaccine. And I think we gave probably between 40 or 50 that December 23rd. And then there were vaccines given on Christmas Eve as well. So we just received them, you know, kind of on a whim out of nowhere, but we were very excited. So we didn't know if we would ever receive them. We did receive them. And then we ended up getting other shipments that we were able to use to vaccinate our staff. Then we moved into our staff spouses and things like that as directed by the county health department. And you're exactly right. So now we have way too many vaccines than we can manage at this point in time, doing our best every day to try to accumulate a large list of individuals to receive the vaccine. But we're struggling at this point in time.
She notes the early days of COVID-19 were strange times at the hospital, especially when elective procedures were put on ice statewide. But she says HAH has bounced back strong.
Absolutely. I think at first it kind of felt like it was a ghost town. And I would say even from an emergency department perspective, we even had to, at one point in time, put the message out, you know, we are here to provide care to you, even if it's not COVID related. I think a lot of people were scared to come, but we had to encourage them. You know, if you have chest pain, if you have stroke-like symptoms, if you have, you know, something that you think you have an infection of any kind, you have to know that our doors are open and we're more than capable of providing care to you. Also putting the message out, if you think you have COVID, we're more than capable as a small town, rural, critical access hospital to provide care to you and get you where you need to go if you need to go elsewhere. But yes, when our electives were shut down for a while due to restrictions from IDPH, it was kind of like a ghost town in here for a little bit. Our lobbies were empty, the hallways, we didn't have visitors for patients, things like that too. But I don't really hear of a whole lot of concern or hesitancy to come in the facility anymore, and that's been months, so.
Bondurin says morale at the hospital is in a good place after the arrival of COVID-19 rewrote the rule book on delivering health care.
Yeah, I think that we really did go through a rough patch, and we thought with COVID, we thought it hit us hard in March. We had no idea what was to come in November, but in March it was a brand new thing for us, and we were all very, very stressed out, very worried. We were still learning. It was something new every single day with COVID, and it was a very hard, very stressful time. And I think that seeing that decline in COVID positivity, not only for our county, but with the patients that we receive in the emergency department and admit to our COVID pod within the facility, that decrease has caused us to, you know, be able to step back, take a breath, kind of see a little bit of normalcy within the facility too. So it's taken away some of that stress. And I think also all of the preparation we did within the facility really helped us to, you know, you look back and you think, wow, we did that. We handled that. We managed that. It was good. We're still standing. We have a great team of people here. And should we have a resurgence at some point in time, we're prepared to handle that too.
We'll continue to share the latest details on COVID-19 vaccination opportunities in the area. We'd like to thank Kaylee Bondurin from Hillsborough Area Hospital for joining us on this edition of Forum. I'm Sean Belent. We'll see you again next weekend for Around Montgomery County, when I will chat with the folks over at Crossover Ministries.